traditionally this was a pure financing business in a way. Why couldn't traditional banks or NBFCs also get into this kind of a model wherein they were financing these companies to build capabilities? What was the key element that was brought in by the Amplus team?
It's a financing and execution business. It's not purely financing. Clearly not purely financing. And that is true for any business. Why only distributed solar? Why only Amplus's business? It's true for any sort of business that you want to set out in any industry. It's a mix of the capital and how you execute it. So that was the same thing here also. So if you consider, like, for example, you said, took the example of NBFCs or the banks, why could not they do it? I think the answer is pretty simple, because they are only financing. They are not in the execution. They don't know how to execute the things. Their core competence is something else. Their competence is in lending. So I don't think that's the right comparison to have a financial institutions competing with an operations company. So we are an operations company. Finance is an enabler.
Okay. And so what were the critical steps that you undertook post this funding, and what kind of challenges did you face?
I think the challenges were, as you will expect in any industry, that you want to have a good sales pipeline. You want to have a continuous inflow of the customers. Then once you have the customers, you want to give them the product that you have promised them. Ultimately, you want to execute it well. And once you've executed it, you want to provide the after-sales service. And you have to wrap it up with all types of support which is required to give all these things effectively, whether it is the technology side, whether it's financing, whether it is having the safety and compliances or the corporate governance, which has to sort of encompass the entire organization. So when you're building up an organization, you can't have like, okay, I will only sell, or I will only arrange financing. Mm-hmm. It's a mix of everything. And you have to make sure that all parts of this machine are working in synchronization. So even if one particular machine fails out of the system, one particular component fails in that entire machinery, then the organization will not work at an effective speed. So during this process, obviously, we had this challenge of scaling up in a very new, nascent and challenging industry, and also working internally. So both external interface, internal interfaces we had to manage at the same time.
So I was reading the IIM Ahmedabad case study on Amplus Solar. And I think one of the key differentiators was that credit rating system that helped you identify the right teams you wanted to work with. What was the thought behind that? Where did it all originate?
We are in the capital investment business. So when we are looking at investing this capital, what we are doing is we are getting into the contracts of 15 years, 20 years, 25 years with companies, with individual businesses. And it's very important for us to understand who we are getting into the contract with. So the question is that whether while our project will last, while our plant will last, whether this company will remain in the business or not, whether this company will continue to make the payments or not. And that is, I think, where the main differentiator came with respect to the utility scale. Because when people are setting up large solar plants or large power plants, getting into the contracts with distribution companies, there is an inherent comfort that we are selling to the government at the end of the day. There's some government entity. There may be delays in payments. The company may not be really the credit worthy, but what we have is an entity where we are probably sure that the governments will survive and this distribution company will survive. For us, the situation was very different. These are the individual businesses. So when I'm setting up the plant for a hotel, right? So look at today's scenario. Hotel industry is in bad shape. So now if you've set up and you're supplying a lot of electricity to one particular industry, that becomes a question. And when you are setting up for a hotel, which may go out of business during this period, that's a problem for you as well. Because irrespective of whatever the contract you have, the company will refuse to pay. It's a force majeure condition. They will say, we are out of business, then how do we pay you? So we worked on a credit system which was taking into account a lot of these factors, not only the credit rating of the customer, because the credit rating is like only one reflection of a particular instrument and how that company is performing on that particular debt instrument. We wanted to look in a holistic manner, right from the things like who is the auditor of the company, what is the shareholding. So we wanted to go behind the company and look at the corporate governance. It's something like which a research analyst will do to look at what basically drives this company. So that was an important point for us, because without that, we could not have kept our receivables position and our default rate to a very, very low position of like less than 1%.